tous, hello everyone, c'est Jean for Intuitive French Podcast, and today we're gonna talk about why do French speak so fast. Yeah, so it's a big concern among my students. You know, they learn French long time, 1-2 years, and then they arrive in France and they struggle to understand what people say. You know, it's easy to read, but when it comes to understand, it becomes so, it's a mess. We have no clue what's going on. It's not the same language. So at first, we might think that French speak faster than maybe English or other languages. But is it? Is it exactly this reason, for this reason that we, you know, foreigners, we don't understand what French natives say? So today I'm going to talk about that. So first, a bit of explanation of that thing, that issue. And second, a few exercises, a few examples to demonstrate, to show you that there's a way, there's a way out. So, yeah, as I mentioned before, no matter how long you study French, by yourself or with books or methods, you're not in a real environment. You're not surrounded with real life situations. And even with a teacher, so it's hard for a teacher to speak very naturally, like he would speak to a friend. We have to adapt to the level of student so that he still, you know, keep this motivation to learn French. If we speak with a normal speed to a beginner, he will lose the confidence and he will give up. So we have to adapt. So it's not common that you actually get real input. And when you do, you listen to videos, movies, podcasts in French, and it sounds very hard, very hard. Yeah, they talk very fast. So there's a huge gap between what you expect and what is in reality. So what you expect is what you see, what you read. That's what you expect. And that's a problem, because we learn with texts. We learn with the spelling, the letters, alphabet, words. And we see them, and as we see them, we think that we understand. But it's a trap. We have to be very cautious, very careful about that. So are we, the French, are we speaking fast, actually? That's a fact. Many people, foreigners, they think that we speak fast. Actually, it's not faster than any other language, at least not faster than English. It's hard also to compare the speed of different languages. It's almost impossible. They are different, essentially different. So it's hard to study this exactly. Maybe the French needs a bit more words to express the same thing as in English. When you translate a text, usually the English version has less words. I think the biggest difference here is that when you speak fast, it's not just the slow French said quickly, quicker. It's not, for example, you have "I am going to go." This sentence in English is clear. But when you pronounce this fast, it's not the same. It's not "I'm going to go." It's not this. You will drop a lot of letters or sounds. You will eat them, as we say in French. You know, you make them disappear because they go in your way, and it's not convenient for you to pronounce this. You know, so you're not going to say "I'm going to go." You're going to say "I'm gonna go." I'm gonna go, like this. Very, a different version, actually. So that's the first thing that you have to understand. It's not the same. Sometimes you can guess, but there are some rules, some patterns. And that's what I'm going to teach you here. I plan to do a few episodes about this so that you can get used to this concept. So that's the first thing. And the second thing is, you know, the specificity of French language. So this is where I'm gonna help you with that. So we connect words together and it makes them sound like a single word. Usually you hear like a very long word, it's a sentence. We connect everything, so that doesn't help for the understanding. And you have to work on that. You have to work with the words in the context, okay? So now, today, for the first episode of this series, I want to show you that the rhythm in French is really important. And we're gonna start with examples. So what I wanna say with the rhythm. Rhythm is the number of beats that you pronounce each time. A beat has the same value as a vowel. I mean, a beat equals a vowel. If you don't have a vowel, you cannot have a beat. Or syllable. When I say beat, I mean syllable. And it's just a vowel, basically. Example, when I say ça va, ça va, ça va, ça va, what do you hear? How many beats do you hear? You hear two beats. You hear ta-ta, ta-ta, right? And these two beats, they're connected with the vowels. It makes sense, right? If I say debout, debout, stand up, debout. Well, you can also feel that there are two beats, right? Debout, okay? And the French ear, you know, when we listen to each other, French people talking together, I mean to each other, we pay attention to that, the rhythm, a lot, you know? So that's the clue, and that's where you want to focus your study. Another example, tout à fait, tout à fait, tout à fait. Yeah, you can try to repeat, it helps. Tout à fait. So how many beats you have here? You have tout à fait. 1, 2, 3. Okay? Ta-ta-ta, ta-ta-ta. And each beat is created because there's a vowel. No vowel, no beat. So it leads to a second point, which is vowel. We have the rhythm, which is really important, and the vowels, they are really important too because they are connected. I'm going to give you a few examples. So now we're going to repeat, maybe you can repeat if you want, sentences, short sentences with two beats. So I would say that it's a beginner level. You try to repeat, you will get used to it, and you will have this rhythm inside your head in a moment. Okay. C'est parti. Réponds. Réponds. Tata. Réponds. Sans blague. Sans blague. Sans blague. Hein? En A, en A. Ouais. 1, 2. Okay, very clear. You can realize that here I said two words. One is répond. It's one word. I mean, yeah, one word. And the second time I said actually two words. It's the same. It's an expression, sans blague, no kidding. But there are two words. We don't care how many words we have in a sentence in French. We don't care. We just care about the rhythm, the group of this rhythm. Okay? So that's the tricky part, because usually most of you start to study French with a book. So you divide the words, you divide the the understanding with words. But when it comes to oral understanding, there's no words. It's just rhythm and vowels. Okay? Other examples. Ça marche. Ça marche. Ça marche. Okay? Ça marche. Two words, two beats. Okay? You see that you need a vowel for a beat, but you don't care about how many consonants you have. You know, marche, marche. You have one consonant, M, A, a vowel, and RSH, which is R and SH. You have a lot of letters here, but you don't care. You care about the vowels. Okay, next one. Dommage. 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 Un, deux. Wow. One, two. Okay. OA. Dommage. Dommage. Sounds a bit easy for some of you, but it's essential to work that first. Okay. Next. Lève-toi. 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 Okay. Un, deux. Un, deux. Pas mal. Pas mal. Pas mal. Ok. Pas trop. Pas trop. Pas trop. Still two beats. Sérieux? 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 Trop tard. Trop tard. Trop tard. Okay. This is two beats. Bonjour. 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 Two beats. C'est bien. C'est bien. C'est bien. Okay. Encore. 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 Hein? One, two. OK. En or. Vraiment? 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 OK. So it doesn't matter number of words. The number of beats is important. The number of vowels. Okay, remember that. So I think today we're gonna stop this episode here because it will be too long otherwise. But understand that today we worked with two beats, and the beats, the rhythm, is really important in French as well as the vowels. It's really two components that makes you understand French. Okay, next time we'll work with three beats and four beats, etc., etc. Okay. Voilà, je vous souhaite bon courage et à la prochaine fois.